Yes, I like that. You can recognize him as a Brahmin group. This way, classification coming. And Kshatriya nature, fighting spirit and maintaining to others, and from a religious person, he must be maintained and keeping the practice to others, he will fight with others in the way of religion way, religious way. His nature you can call Kshatriya. Somebody, if you ask you, who wants to fight for your country, somebody will say, yes, we want to fight. Until death we must fight. Then you can recognize they are Kshatriya. This way, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, four class, and also another one class, they not want to come in the rules and regulations, and going random, doing random, and what they are doing, that is very bad. But not actual language, bad is not accurate.
What they are doing is not acceptable to society.
Yes, acceptable to society. That is called antarja.
Antarja means outside.
Outside of vanashram. A five class, classified by the rishi. And who will follow the nature of Brahmin, he is Brahman. Who will follow the nature of Kshatriya, he is Kshatriya. That is, four ashram, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they guided by the Vedic religion. That is the varnashram dharma. But really it is varnashram. But another thing is that the transcendental world, they are also classification. And they are calling the Daiva varnashram dharma. Mane, who is always associated with the consciousness of Krishna, but maintaining his life in varnashram through Vedic system, that is called Daiva varnashram dharma, and we are follower that. If we cannot follow we cannot maintain that life, that is, you can say, the fallen life. But from the starting, if we center in our life the Krishna consciousness and we follow, that is the Daiva Varnashram Dharma. Follow the Vedic rules. That is called Daiva Varnashram Dharma. But sometimes they cannot properly follow, but no harmful that. Sraddha shabde vishwas kai sudrira nishchaya, krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hai. They are going over the Varnashram Dharma. And Guru Maharaj preaching over that Varnashram Dharma. That is a higher conception than Varnashram. Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj. He wants to establish the Daiva Varnashram Dharma in this world. What for? Now everybody will follow the Krishna consciousness, Krishna conception. Everybody will follow the Krishna consciousness practitioner. That's called sadhu. Who is practicing Krishna consciousness, everybody will follow them. This way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wants to establish the Daiva Varnashram Dharma. But where is our goal? There are also some system. That is, proper adjustment with transcendental world. At the, in the transcendental world, there are so many groups are there. But we are all the exclusive followers of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu.
Who is practicing, he is called, he is also called sadhaka, right?
Yes.
But there's also another class of man who is following devotional service. He's not sadhaka anymore, isn't it?
Hmm?
Besides sadhaka, there is also who is beyond principles, who no longer is sadhaka. He is more higher person.
If he is 24 hours engaged for the service of Guru Gauranga or Radha Krishna, under guidance of the Guru, he is following the principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga and he is worshipping the Radha Krishna. That is Guru Gauranga and Radha Krishna. This is our very guideline. And 24 hours, who is practicing? He is sadhu. Practicing means sadhaka. But who is practicing, he is sadhaka. But sadhaka is also stage, many stages of sadhaka.
But if somebody is on the platform of prema bhakti, then he is no longer just sadhaka, right?
No. Who is practicing prema bhakti?
Who has come to level of prema bhakti?
Who has come to level of prema bhakti? He is also practitioner. He is doing prema level. They are also practice. Not a stone. He is not a stone. He has willing, feeling, thinking, and that way he is moving. And what he is doing, that is the seva to Balaji.
But I thought, the explanation in the verse, apichet sudaracharo, he may do, who is on the highest level, his actions may not be understood by everyone who is sadhaka. Sometimes they may be looking at him and not understanding.
Yes. That is, we can say, Chaitanya Charitamrita, they are saying, the three stages of Vaishnava, you read it. Three stages of Vaishnava. One, primary section. Second, higher secondary, up to higher secondary section.
Okay.
And third level is the university section. Who is practicing very junior level, he is first grade Vaishnava. Who is practicing up to higher secondary, he is second grade Vaishnava. And who is practicing over the higher secondary, he is the higher level Vaishnava. There are also some classification. Classification must be there. My five finger is not same, then everyone is not looking like others. He has some personality, he has some special willing, he has some special feeling, and that way he is going, but in a line. Sometimes we are looking the tube light, sometimes looking valve, sometimes looking the mercury vapor. Everything is electricity, everything showing his light through electricity. But first necessary electricity in the heart. Then, which bulb you will put there in the holder, he will show that type of light. That is rasa-vichar, that is called rasa-vichar. Rakhi santo, dasya, sukha, vatsalya and madhur, five kind of rasa. That is higher level, that seva going. As a different mood, different service, avastha, servicing level or practicing mood. Everything is different, every heart something. Rupa Goswami, to Ramana Bhaskarswami, they are also some different servicing mood. Which way servicing Rupa Goswami? Dasa Goswami following Rupa Goswami. But speciality is there, something special he is making for Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, he is guru of Rupa Goswami, but they are also something, separate preparation they are making for Krishna. But everything going belongs to Krishna. And that is the electricity. That is transcendental life. First necessary to God, the transcendental life. Then we go step by step. And which is our own property, we can see there and show there and offer there. Correct,
Maharaj?
You are
saying
that. Yes. It is very true. No problem. Explaining in English is very difficult, but I am trying to explain. What shall I do? This is my duty Guru Maharaj gave me. In Bengali, in Sanskrit, I have no problem, but in English is a little problem to speak. But I know it is transcendental thing. Then heart to heart, what vibration going in your heart, that must take place if vacant. For that knowledge.
If you are open your heart.
Yes, open your heart, then it must will go there. And necessary to make there some place for consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is very soft thing and very sensitive. That is bhakti, called bhakti. Bhakti is very sensitive and not going everywhere. Mane, in the Shastra said, Kotishyati Mahamune. Mane, Koti Mukta Mante Dullab Ak Krishna Bhakta. You explain, Maharaj?
Yes.
You know this.
I think that among many millions of persons, there will be one Krishna Bhakta. Among Koti more than millions, many millions.
Yes.
So Dullab, very.
Then, that is our life, goal of our life. But, if we got less something, a little bit, sarpam apiyasya dharmasya, sarpam apiyasya dharmasya, layate mahatavaya.
And if we get a little bit, it will take away any
connection.
Fear. Take away the greatest fear, actually, mahatavaya. Greatest fear.
If we can make it like a radiogram in our heart, then we can knob, we can
turn on
the knob and we can hear the sound.
Fine tuning, adjusting.
It is necessary to make our heart properly receiving that sound, transcendental. And sound is not only sound, sound coming with his form, sound coming with his service, sound coming with his paraphernalia, everything.
When Guru Maharaj talked about that, when he said it is a high to be a pradyata, then he said that is coming down.
Yeah.
And he says a high to be because it is existing on the higher level, and a pradyata, when it comes down, nobody can stop. It is coming by itself.
Now electricity coming. And if you touch, you will be shocked. Before not was that. Like this. But not... it is example, but example is not said. But electricity will burn. And Krishna consciousness will remove. Not burn. We are telling burn, for example, but he is not burning. is removing all the bad elements, bad natures, bad everything. And where is living that entity? He is making his own ashram place. Ashram? Ashram is not place.
His own home.
No. This is ashram?
Oh, ashram seat. His own sitting place.
Yes, yeah, sitting place.
I think you say ashram.
Ashram. Sitting place. He himself making. Krishnaram Bhargatavam Vishayadasanarani Morchitta Savajale Roditatta Maruhuni Shama Karna Ranga Patadiyar Hirimaje Pradeshya Borishahe Sudha Anupama Hiraya Bhaite Bale Jivhara Grita Chali Sabda Rupe Nathya Anupama. When he will take the place in our heart, he will dance and I shall not chant, he will dance in my tongue. That is the main thing. But we are waiting when that day will come to us. And we are praising that consciousness always. We are getting from our Guru, Vaishnava, proper channel. We are getting that thing, but we must worship that. We got the seed of that knowledge. Now necessary to plant. And planted seed will show his form. Is it? In this correct manner?
Yes.
Right.
Planting the seed, then gradually the plant will show itself.
Spanish?
Okay. Explain. Varnasham Dharma. His problem is you're talking about the fine adjustment in the heart. To make some adjustment in the heart. But she's saying she finds that her ego doesn't permit her, that her mind is not permitting her to make that fine adjustment in the heart, because always coming some interference from the ego and from the mind. And she says that is her greatest problem. She doesn't know.
It is not only a heart problem, it is everybody's problem.
And he said, no, the soul of the super.
And for that, we need the Sadhu Sangha. And good practitioner. We need the association of good practitioners.
La asociación de ellos que están practicando bien. Buenos practicantes.
This is positive.
This is only positive.
And negative way, we must try to avoid the ego and illusionary environment.
Y la cosa negativa en lo que podemos evitar es de evitar el ego y el medio ambiente ilusorio.
Accommodating the idea of her heart. She can feel that, but she doesn't know how to act in this world because she have she doesn't have any problem with that, but other people, she has to relate with him, many things she has to do in this world. And that, sometimes she finds a conflict of, you know, what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because one interests her heart, and another maybe some social obligations, some responsibilities.
Yes, they don't come. And Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami this answer. But the answer is a little hard for others. But that is true. Mahaprabhu gave the answer to Rupa Goswami. Parabhasanini nari padgravi gyokarmasu. Tamulvasa and vartanta dhavasanulvasa ayana. Who newly married. I am not exactly explaining, but I am showing the line of this sloka. It is not exact explanation. Exact explanation is more hard to hear. But I am showing the line, Jehu newly married, what he will think. In the Indian custom, he cannot see his husband's face whole day. Whole day he cannot see his her husband's face. And husband also cannot see his wife's face and not getting association with his wife. But they both always thinking when night will come. When night will come, everybody will go to his bed, and husband's father, husband's mother, everybody will go to rest, then I shall go to rest. But that is not his resting time. That is not her resting time. That is for pleasing his husband time. And husband getting that few hours, then sun will come, another day will start. That is, he is working for that very moment when he can please his husband and husband can please his wife. But the whole day he is working, whole day doing his service in his family. He is maintaining to others. Everything he is doing, he is cooking, he is cleaning, he is doing, at all time he is thinking his husband present. Is it?
Yeah. I was thinking what Rupa Goswami
said to Mahaprabhu said to Rupa Goswami. This way you maintain your spiritual
wife and paramour.
He told it is paramour, but I am telling wife also. First wife in India, especially Bengal, like paramour. I do not know, but this is an idea. But you always keep full in your heart, full your heart within Krishna consciousness. Think always Krishna consciousness. Remember the everything of Guru Vaishnava and Krishna. Chant Krishna name and do other pleasant work for your society. Your duty. You make your duty in this world, everything. But mind you keep a certain place. That is Guru Krishna Bhagavan. Especially near your Guru is very near to you. First, an advisor, you can say Guru is your advisor, Guru Mata, Guru Pita, his father, his mother, his son, his everything. This way, you take advice from his and association of Guru. When Guru is not there, Vaishnava and scriptures, and always try to maintain your heart within the Krishna consciousness. And do your outside work, no. get no problem.
And take great gratulamente by Yigar.
They have some family life. Living? You are living?
I live with my parents.
Parents.
Mother, daughter.
You're not married?
Do enseñas en las maestras en la escuela?
Soy, I am a teacher, but I was working as a secretary in a big company, and I was doing some translating job.
Oh, very nice. You can. English to Spanish?
Yes. Portuguese.
Portuguese.
And Spanish and Italian.
Yep. She is Italian.
You are Italian.
I am Italian, and I live in Brazil.
Then you can make many seva for Krishna, many families. And yourself?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, no longer, she is separated from husband, but she living with her sons, and they are, one son 16 years old, and like that, they're all grown persons, bigger persons, and she has her family there. Trabajas?
Trabajo productos naturales.
Natural
foods.
¿Y qué haces con eso?
Bolo,
cake.
Bolo.
You make?
Cake. Bread, natural foods.
She does. She makes natural foods and sells them and things like that.
Pero yo me gusta, me gustaría mucho de me definir más como persona, mi naturaleza real. Si hay realmente necesidad de varias profesiones como hasta hoy,
Yes, that's enough. You can speak anything.
I would like to know from you what would you like we make in Ecuador?
In
about,
Ecuador?
Yes, the ceremony.
I would like you to know what you want them to do in Ecuador.
I always want some service. Yell or black, that is no problem. You can start from there, you can start yell. Anyhow, you can stay. And you can serve. Service is all life. I do not know what is the...
But I would like to know exactly which kind of seva do you, would you like. For responsibility we take this seva, no? I don't know which kind of seva would you like that we make.
Prabhupada, Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Seva. Sarvakshan Kara Krishna Naam Sankirtan. And this type of question comes in the time of Mahaprabhu. Also, devotee of Mahaprabhu, they asking this type of question and answer also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The service to the Guru Vaishnava. Please to Guru Vaishnava. Prabhu kare Krishna Seva, Vaishnava Sevan, and Sarvakshan kare Krishna Naam Sankirtan, and always you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In which position you are, no problem. And there is no money restriction. And try to serve what is possible this way. To serve Gurudev, serve to Vaishnava, and what is the order coming? Not ordering, Guru Maha, Guru not ordering. Guru always praying my disciples must go this way. This is my prayer to Krishna, he must have got or she must have got the service to you. Krishna, you bless them. This is the Gurudev's earnest desire. And they also will try. In grihastha life, they first maintain their grihastha life, but God-centric. Understand?
Yes.
Krishna is the center of his family. And they will try to please the Krishna with his family service. Mane jat karoshi, jat asnasi, jat juhosi, tadasi jat, jat tapasyasi kontya, tat kurusha mada. From this way, grihastha life he will maintain. Understand? What you are doing, you must do something for Krishna. What you are taking, you must take the prasadam of Krishna. Jadasnasi, jadjuhoshi, what fire sacrifice or anything, sacrifice you are doing, do sacrifice for Krishna. Jadjuhoshi, dadasi, what he wants to give something, you give to Krishna. Dadasi, jad tapasasi, what he wants to sometimes meditate or sometimes austerity, no? Tapasya? Austerity. That also do for Krishna. Like that, you are not feeling well, but your service to cleaning some parts of the duty. You cannot do, but you are trying. That is sometimes tapasya. This is called. And otherwise, tapasya is, everything is tapasya. When you want to satisfy Krishna and do not want to look yourself, that is tapasya. Krishna said, what you will do, that you must do for me. You are in a grihastha life, you are thinking you have child, you are thinking you have father and mother, and necessary to please them. You try to please them for maintaining your spiritual life and environment good. If you not will give some food to your child, then they will cry, and your dull disturbance will come to you, and they cannot maintain their health. That's also disturbance for you. Everything for you, but you what will do everything for you? You will think, Krishna sent me this boy for maintenance, and I shall try to maintain him for the service to Krishna. This way, everything belongs to Krishna. This is the main, that is called God-centric family. What do you call it? Family life. God-centric family life. Right? God is in center and life going in this way. And you can see in Bengal or India, everywhere, everybody's house, some form of deity, maybe Narayan, maybe Giriraj, maybe Radha Krishna, maybe Vishnu, little temple. Maybe not temple, but little room, but maybe not room, little picture case, like this. And they are there, worshipping, and trying to please the Lord. But everything coming through the coming and going through lens. That lens called telescopic system, it is. Telescope, there is so many lens, that is Guru Parampara. And we cannot sense directly, that is going through Guru, everything. Telescopic system, you are sending to your Guru, Guru sending to his Guru sending to his Guru. But it is not the postal system of this world. postal system, when you will put this, you will come 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock and take the letter and go to the post office and he will read, but not that type of system. This is called Shatapatra Vedanyaya. 100 leaf. Leaf? The plant?
Leaf.
100 leaf. At a time you can pin up within a second or half second, no? Understand? What I'm telling?
You put a pin
through it. 100 leaf in a bunch, you put a needle.
At the end.
Super auspicious, you can say. Guru Maharaj, in his last time in this world, always, yes, okay. Guru Maharaj, in this world, he manifests his pastimes. Lastly, always Guru Maharaj telling, Gal, Nipaya, Gal, Nipaya, Gal, Nipaya. Very. Lastly, Guru Maharaj, only taking the Padma Prabhu's name. And Narottam Thakur said it in his song, the Nidai Bhuna Havu Bhuji Garha Krishna Bhavi, Bhara Nidai Charana Dukhani. Only by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu we may got the Radha Krishna service to eternal and close service to Radha Rani and Krishna Jamuna. And Nityananda Prabhu birthday today, and yesterday was Varaha Dev's appearance day of Varaha Dev. You know Varaha Dev, and but may not be known this town and village called Kolotip. Kol means Varaha. And Varaha Dev is in charge of Kolotip. His own place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said it, my English is very poor, but the world is not perfect, in charge, not perfect world.
With predominating deity.
Yes, is Varahade. That is his name, Kola. That is this island is Kolodhi. And here, in our temple, Lakshmi Varahadev is present. And Lakshmi Varahadev came here very miraculously. Lakshmi Varahadev before was in a king's house. And after that, there are many disturbances created in that house, and that king gave to a big pandit, super big pandit. He have 8 degree in Sanskrit, master degree in Sanskrit. This Lakshmi Varahadev was in his house. And they are also creating very disturbance. But there's so many happening there. Then that pandit, when Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay. Digvijay, you know?
Digvijay. What is this big
planet
conquering everybody, defeating everybody?
Yes. Yes, that is Digvijay. Guru Maharaj went for Digvijay. That place. That is called Mudbeya.
Mm-hmm.
And that time Guruma has defeated all the Pandit. Jayadev Maharaj took Guru Maharaj. Jayadev Maharaj cannot manage, cannot preach there. That is, Jayadev Maharaj prayed to Guru Maharaj, that if you go there and do Digvijaya, then we can preach there. Then Guru Maharaj gone that place. Yes? Please be seated. Yes? Then Guru Maharaj gone that place, and 7 days meeting. Maybe seated there.
No problem.
And that's happened, 7 days meeting, and all the Pandit defeated by Guru Maharaj. And they are very affectionate with Guru Maharaj. Not only defeated, but with affection. And they praise him to Guru Maharaj so much. And the head of the Pandit, super degree, who is holding, he offers Guru Maharaj. He says, this bhiti always creating every heart some disturbance. You can sit in there, Prabhu, no, here it's gone. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, you send in my temple. In my temple is known, Shalagram Shila. Then you can send the Lucky Bar also. Yeah, I think Lucky Bar also wants to go there. That is, he's creating disturbance everywhere. Then that Pandit sent the deity to Jayadev Maharaj. And that Pandit just Lucky Bahadur and Jayadev Maharaj is not. But within 15 days they have many disturbances created. Nobody can stay more. Many things happening, miracles happening. And bad. Then Jayadev Maharaj is very fearful. And Jayadev Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj. Do you please take your duty? Then Medinapur is very far.
South Pakistan.
South in Bengal.
South in Bengal.
But far for me.
Mm.
I was that time not very good traveler.
Uh-huh.
Then Guru Maharaj told to Jayadev Maharaj, they sent the deity in Calcutta, Gosai Maharaj's mark. And Gosai Maharaj will send, And Jayadev Maharaj sent the deity to Gosai Maharaj's mark. And Gosai Maharaj think, I have got one Shalagram Shila. It is very good, I shall not give to Sridhar Maharaj. And he have much affection for Guru Maharaj. If he will say, Guru Maharaj, I want this, Guru Maharaj must will say, yes, he can. This was the relation with Gosai Maharaj. Then he is thinking, oh, Shalagram come. When he comes, then I shall kill him. But within 15 days, he has not. Many things happening.
Yeah.
Then Gosai Maharaj thinks, no, oh, this Shalagram is not very auspicious for my mort. And Gosai Maharaj wrote a letter to Guru Maharaj, the Maharaj, your Shalagram in my mouth, please take it as soon as possible. Then Guru Maharaj sent me to Calcutta. Go and bring the Shalagram Shila. Then I went to Calcutta and they told many things happened, many disturbances from the villagers, from the many things. Then I took the Shalagram and took here this mouth. And Guru Maharaj said, what happening every hour? Why happening every hour? You see, what is the name of Shalagram? Then Guru Maharaj advised me, you try to see the Shastras. Then I have seen Hari Bhakti Vilas and Guru Puran, and there I have seen his symptoms, many symptoms of Shalagram Shila. I have seen the Chakra, etc., etc. Then I told Guru Maharaj that this symptom, Lakshmi Bharahadur symptom. But before nobody told his name. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, you are telling Lakshmi Mahadev, I think also Lakshmi Mahadev, and he is the Kulodipa's master of Kulodipa. That is, he wants to come here. But for Dharmeshwar, you wrote a letter to that Pandit. Then I wrote a letter to that Pandit, and that Pandit answered, yeah, yes, it is Lakshmi Mahadev. Then Guru Maharaj said, oh, this, for this cause, he is not staying anywhere. This is his own place. That is, he wants to come here. But his worshipping is very difficult. And every day you offer the sweet rice, nicely mixed sweet rice for Lakshmi Mahadev, and specially for Lakshmi Mahadev you offer every day sweet rice. We are offering Mahaprabhu every day sweet rice, but Guru Maharaj said, no, not like that. Specially mixed for Lakshmi Mahadev. And from that day, we are worshipping in the temple and by the Brahmachari. And from that day, everything growing very quick of this month. Before, no building was here. No temple, no building. That time only Krishna-san had taken that building downstairs, only three rooms. And nothing here. But after coming to Lakshmi Mahadev, everything very quick growing. Yeah, temple, Radha, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundara, everybody is very happily staying here. Yesterday was Lakshmi Mahadev with Abhibhav here. And we, but Akadashi, Bhoimi Akadashi, that is, today is festival for his remembrance, appearance. And also Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day to day. You know Nityananda Prabhu is so much merciful. Our Mahaprabhu some causes to give the Krishna Prem, Krishna Nam. They are also Nityananda Prabhu taking everybody who is doing some offense, Mahaprabhu chastising him. But Nityananda Prabhu taking him. You know the Kaliya Krishna Das's name in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kala Krishna Das. He went with Mahaprabhu to South India on tour and preaching. But he was in difficulty with some woman. He can go anywhere. But I do not want to take responsibility. He is not responsible person. But Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, if you not want to keep him, I am taking him. No problem, I am sending to Navadvip now. And Nityananda Prabhu gave the news to Sochi Mata and others, devotees. Your Mahaprabhu come back from South India. And Kala Krishna Das with Nityananda Prabhu, his whole life he spent. And Nityananda Prabhu was very merciful. Mahaprabhu is angry. They are also Nityananda Prabhu keeping the devotees in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Premamatta Nityananda Kripavatar Uttamadham Kichunakare Vichar. He is always intoxicated with the name of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And he is very, very merciful from the fallen soul. Uttamaram kichu na kare bichar. Who is good or who is bad, he is not looking at. Really, all over this world, chanting the Mahaprabhu's name, Krishna name, it is by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu happens. Otherwise, it was not possible. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, both are born in Brahmin family. And Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and he is maintaining the rules and regulation of sannyasins. But Nityananda Prabhu don't care. By the Mahaprabhu's name, he was always intoxicated, and he knows the Mahaprabhu. And he distributed Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu distributed the Krishna prem, Radha Krishna prem in this world. Anarpita charing chivayav karunaya avatirna kalau samarpait unnata ujjalara sansa bhakti sriyam unnata ujjalara jahemur chittabar jahemur bhakti dhama pran. Always Mahaprabhu wants to give Krishna prem to the fallen soul, who is not offensive to Krishna and Krishna Bhakti. But Nityananda Prabhu, he is very much merciful. Maybe he fallen soul or good soul or anything, bad quality. Nityananda Prabhu not looking him. Nityananda Prabhu only looking his faith, and he is giving faith to him also, supplying the faith. That is very, many difficulty. Faith is our, property, gist, faith. But that faith also given by Nityananda Prabhu. If Nityananda Prabhu not appeared, nobody can understand Mahaprabhu. And it is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, where is Mahaprabhu's glorification and whole life history with Mahaprabhu's preaching program. Everything is there. But everywhere they glorified Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, very intoxicated mood. Glorified. Oh, কি যে disturb করো না, আগে ইংরেজি বলতে পারি না, তার উপর তোমাকে দেখছো কাজ. With an intoxicated mood, Nityananda Prabhu always glorified Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is writing Chaitanya Bhagavata, the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much, then Mahaprabhu. We surprise sometimes, who is big, Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu? He is writing Mahaprabhu's Leela pastime, but he is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu so much, then Mahaprabhu. Also Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he also doing like that. But what for? Now first started the preaching program through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu, when appeared in a form of preacher in Navadvip, that time he gave order to Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, ye suno suno Nityananda, suno Haridas, sarvatra avaragya kara hatpukha, oti ghare ghare giya kara ehi bhikkha, বলকৃষ্ণ ভজ কৃষ্ণ কর কৃষ্ণ শিক্ষা. হ্যাঁ, ইহা বই আর না বলিবে না বলাইবা, দিন অবসানে আসে আমারে কহিবা, তোমরা মাগিলে ভিক্ষা যেই না বলিব, তবে আমি চক্র হাস্তে সবারে কাটিব. দিস ওয়াজ মুড অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু. হি অর্ডার টু নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড হরিদাস ঠাকুর, হি চুজেন টু পার্সন. হরিদাস ঠাকুর, হি গেট many examinations of Vaishnavism before. Mane Chandkaji, the governor maybe of Navadvip, like governor that time, Muslim head, he chastised many times to Haridas Thakur, but can't control And he also influenced by Haridas Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu, he always intoxicated with Krishna Prema and Mahaprabhu's Prema Sampad, intoxicated. And he had no bachugan. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu nakedly coming to Sachimata's house. Naked. He do not know if he have clothes or not. And he come to Sachimata's house and he told, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, like that. And Mahaprabhu said, oh, you have no clothes. Why you are naked here? Oh, I do not know. I am naked. What? Like that. And there are Vishnu Priya Devi also. And many devotees, Mahaprabhu talking with the devotees. Then that time Mahaprabhu said, je jagati madira jadi nityananda dhare tathapi brahmar bandha kahayu shavan. Je if you see Nityananda, je he is mixing with very bad society, or he is taking intoxication, wine, madira means wine, he can do everything. But when Brahma will see him, he always fell down in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. This type of his position, Mahaprabhu told his all the devotees. And his coping, you know coping? His coping, Mahaprabhu, piece by piece, distributed to every devotee. This type of Nityananda Mahima, Vrindavan Das Thakur Kaviraj Goswami told, Saṁsārer pār hoiya bhaktir sāgare je dubibe se bhagi mitai chāre. If anybody wants to leave this mundane attachment and wants to victory, defeat to Maya, if anybody wants the Krishna faith and Krishna bhakti, he must will worship Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And only Nityananda Prabhu can give this. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala jejaya yagata juraya. Nartanda Thakur, he was a good servitor of Lokanath Goswami, his guru. And he was also king's son. Jubaraj, king's son. Prince. He was prince, Nartam Thakur. And he left everything. And he told, by the Nityananda Prabhu blessing, it was possible to left everything of this mundane attachment. Also Raghunath Das Goswami, young age, and married young girl, and he had much property. His father was like a king, but he wants to go unto lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and wants to leave everything, but he cannot do that. But one day Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati come near to Raghunath Das Goswami's father's house. And that time, Raghunath Das Goswami heard the Nityananda Prabhu come in Panihati, and he gone to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And after looking him from far, Nityananda Prabhu blessed him and said, yes, you come to me, and I shall arrange your saṁsār chuti. Maharaj, what is English? Saṁsār chuti? You must leave your mundane everything. I shall arrange for that, but you first feed us with some food, give some food us. And if we satisfy, then I shall give my blessing to you. Then Raghunath Das Goswami irons many things, flat rice and milk, condensed milk, and kachagulla sandesh, dahi, curds, cheese, everything, and kola, the ripe banana, etc. And Raghunath Das Goswami was rich. Then he arranged thousands of thousands followers for Nityananda Prabhu, and for everybody he arranged much prasadam in Panihati. And Nityananda Prabhu, he very satisfied and blessed to Raghunath Das Goswami, I am giving my blessing, your sansar, mundane life, gone. And after that, Raghunath Das Goswami met with Mahaprabhu. Before cannot. Met with Mahaprabhu and cannot leave his samsara. But after that, the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, he have done it. Also, Kaviraj Goswami wrote it. The Nityananda Prabhu, one night he come to me and gave dream. Before that, my brother done some offense to Nityananda Prabhu. And I told my brother, you have done much wrong. I do not want to stay in this family where you are staying. Like that. Some. He have not much faith to Nityananda Prabhu, but he have faith to Mahaprabhu. But Kaviraj Goswami said, you have fed Mahaprabhu but not fed to Nityananda Prabhu, then you are very offensive man and I do not want to stay with you. That night he got dream. Nityananda Prabhu came and told to Krishna Das, Arayari Krishna Das, Nakuriya Bhai, Vrindavan Yahudha Sabha Siddhi Bhai. Krishna Das, don't be fearful. I am giving permission, you go to Vrindavan. There is Jeeva and Sanatana, Jeeva Goswami, everybody of Mahaprabhu's followers there. You go and join with them, and you will go after the service, exclusive service to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. He gave blessing, and the morning, come and he ran to Vrindavan with the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishna Kaviraj Goswami committed in his book the Nityananda Prabhu's kripa, blessings given me everything. I come in Vrindavan, I have got the service. I have got the service to Roop, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath, everybody. And everything's happened by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. And in our Guru Maharaj's life also, Nityananda Prabhu's influence we can see. Otherwise, we not will got the blessings of Guru Maharaj. My English is not good, but I cannot explain in English, but I am trying to tell. Before Guru Maharaj not taking disciples, when Guru Maharaj come out from Gauriya Math, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Gauriya Math, they are quarreling very much. Two parties for the property. Then Guru Maharaj tried to cooperate with them. But they are very much quarreling, fighting, etc., etc., going. Then Guru Maharaj come out from Gauriya Math. That is, Guru Maharaj was very good friend of head of the mission of Gauriya Math. And Punya Babu, who was the secretary of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Then he come out, but he do not want to take disciples. And Guru Maharaj, in the time of Saraswati Thakur, preached so much in India. Bombay, Delhi, Madras, Kurukshetra, Chatgaon, Bangladesh, everywhere, Dhaka, Maimonsingh, Bagula, everywhere Guru Maharaj has gone and preached very successfully. And Guru Maharaj think my preaching life not necessary to maintain. I want to stay alone. And with Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavat, I spend my last life. And hiddenly he come out with one book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and one Srimad Bhagavat. And he was in Navadvip, in the Ganges, there, okay? Bank of Ganges, there, one house. He took one room there, 2 rupees per month rent. And hiddenly he is staying there, and all the brothers of Guru Maharaj searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need the association of Sridhar Maharaj, and he will be head of us. And Keshava Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Prabhupada Maharaj, many of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's big, big acharya, they come out from Gauri Math. Lastly come out Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj come out last. But they are searching, where is Sridhar Maharaj? We need association of Sridhar Maharaj. And he will be head of us, and we shall start again another Gauri Math. This was his, their desire. But they, 1 year they search, 1 or 2 years they search to Guru Maharaj, but cannot see. And they are very hopeless. This way, one day somebody sees Guru Maharaj taking bath in Ganges. Guru Maharaj every day taking bath in Ganges, doing Tulasi Seva. And Giridhari, here is Giridhari, he is offering to Giridhari, Shila, and taking once in a day. And whole day reading, some writing, spending and chanting and spending his day by day program. Then they have seen Guru Maharaj in that house, that room, and they told to Keshava Maharaj, Narahari Prabhu, everybody, and they all come to see Guru Maharaj, and forcefully they want to take Guru Maharaj from that room. But Guru Maharaj said yes. But until you not starting, I shall stay here, one house, that house, Magherbari, that's called Magherbari, that house now demised by the people. I want to buy that house, but not successful. Anyhow, staying Guru Maharaj that time, and Keshava Maharaj, he said, Jajavar Maharaj, Madhu Maharaj, everybody said to Guru Maharaj, yeah, we want to start another institution for preaching, and you must be head there. Then Guru Maharaj said, no, I shall not take this other. Because Guru Maharaj is not enthusiastic taking disciples first, and second, Vasudev Prabhu, who is the head of the mission of Gauriya Math, he was Guru Maharaj's very close friend. He fell down, but he was Vaishnava and close friend of Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told them, if I take disciples, they will think I am enthusiastic taking this art. That is I come out from Gaudiya. But, and I do not want to preach again. I want to stand my last life with practicing Krishna consciousness, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad, and I think something, this is enough for my last life. But when they heavily told to Guru Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj told to Keshav Maharaj, if you want to take sannyas, I shall give you sannyas. And you preach, no problem. Then Keshav Maharaj very enthusiastically took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Goshai Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Madhav Maharaj took sannyas that time. And Guru Maharaj gave the charge to Jajavar Maharaj. And Jajavar Maharaj will do disciple. And everybody will help him. This way, Samananda Gaudiya Math in Midnapur had from the Lakhi Maharaj. Jayar Maharaj taking the disciples and everybody preaching very enthusiastically, and Guru Maharaj's advisor, as an advisor, he is staying with us. Then here Devananda Gaudiya Math, Guru Maharaj gave the sannyas to Keshav Maharaj and all charge given to Keshav Maharaj and said, you take disciple and you preach from this mat, this is your own mat. And Keshav Maharaj preaching from Devananda Gaudiya Math, Jayavar Maharaj preaching from Midnapur mat. And Madhav Maharaj that time not took sannyas, he was Vaigya Brahmachari. But Narsingh Maharaj took sannyas from Guru Maharaj and he stayed with Keshav Maharaj. But everybody doing disciple, taking disciple, and Guru Maharaj gave Goswami Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj only that man, only man who took disciple in the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as an Ritti. As a Ritti. Only man who took disciple in the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Ritti. And no other Ritti in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time. That is, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had not gone to London, and in London somebody wants to take Diksha, and empowered by Saraswati Thakur, Goswami Maharaj, Jaivi Bhakti Sarvanga Goswami, he giving Harinam. That Goswami Maharaj also took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. Then Guru Maharaj told to Goswami Maharaj, you are not in Calcutta, and you try again preaching for our Guru Maharaj. And everybody went preaching all over India. Then Guru Maharaj come alone in Chaitanya Sarasvati this month. And that time also he is not taking disciple. Then Guru Maharaj staying here one thatched house, a small thatched house. They are Giridhari. And every day he is cleaning and maintaining this garden of Giridhari, worshipping. Two brahmacharis was with Guru Maharaj, his godbrother, not disciple. And Guru Maharaj time to time going to Katwa, to our auspicious birthplace of the Parsad Vaishnava of Mahaprabhu. Then one day Guru Maharaj gone to Ekachakra Gram, village Ekachakra, where appeared Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Ekachakra, in Birbhum district. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in place. appearance place. Veer Chandrapur is that village's name. And Guru Maharaj went there. Nityananda Prabhu, for Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Guru Maharaj said it. I went for taking mercy on Nityananda Prabhu to Eko Chakra village. And he fell down in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And he got sound inspiration from Nityananda Prabhu. You have so much property. You have so much wealth. Not property, practically wealth. Inside of your heart. You do not want to give that to others. Why you come to take mercy from me? Nityananda Prabhu told to Guru Maharaj, you have much wealth, you are not giving to others, and you want mercy blessings from me? Not good. Then Guru Maharaj surprised, and Guru Maharaj said, yes, I have some wealth, no doubt. I have got from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You do desire. Then, order of Nityananda Prabhu, he come back. But very cautious, not taking everybody as a disciple. Guru Maharaj thinks, I shall take few. That is the death of my guru. If I take disciples, then death of my guru is one of few.